Thank you so much for joining us, Jonathan.
Thanks, Ruby. Great to be on the show. I'm lucky enough, I suppose, to be one of the 7 million people who's been through the Life Education or Healthy Harold program so far myself, and loved every minute of it. It's awesome to now to be complete that circle and be back in the loop.
Yeah, of course. Well, for our listeners who are unfamiliar with the program, what is Life Education and what is its mission?
Yeah, well, look, you've already alluded to it. Life Education, many people will know as Healthy Harold, and essentially our mission is to empower a generation of young people to make safer and healthier decisions. And what that means is we go out and we provide young kids in preschool, primary school and secondary school, give them the knowledge for them to be able to make safer and healthier decisions in their day-to-day decision-making as they get older, implement the curriculum that they get at school.
Of course. And exactly how long has this program been going on, and how far across Australia does it reach?
Well, like your good selves, we've been around for 40 years now. So Ted Knopf started Life Education back in 1979, and he saw a real need in community around drug and alcohol problems that he was seeing through Wayside Chapel in King's Cross. And he started and ran the first ever program back there. And now we're a national organisation running programs across all states and territory, having a significant impact on the next generation of young Australians.
Wow, that's awesome. And yeah, 40 years old, just like us here at 2SCR. Now, why do you think the program is such a memorable experience for Australian students?
Look, I can say that speaking from my own personal experience. I still remember walking into the Healthy Harold van as a primary school student. Grew up in regional New South Wales, the school Martins Gully Public School in Armidale. And the highlight of the year for us, you know, it was rare in the bush when people used to come out and run initiatives for you. So it was just such an exciting thing to be able to go into the van, see stars on the roof, participate in a whole bunch of different engaging activities. And then, you know, the big crescendo at the end with Healthy Harold, coming out. And it just left a long-lasting impression. And to me, that's a real key. That engagement piece is really vital in the education process, to have kids buying into the content and really loving how they're learning. And I think that's the best part about Healthy Harold, is that kids love the learning process.
Of course. Now, final question. Some of our listeners have young children in primary school now. So how would you say the program has evolved over the years to adapt to changes in society?
Yeah, we've done a lot of work over the last 40 years, and we continue to do more work on how we adapt and grow the program. More recently, we've entered into the cyberspace, so looking at cyberbullying and how kids can be safe online and look after their own well-being. You know, that can be hard for parents who have younger kids who didn't grow up with technology. So we're providing tools and resources to parents now so that they can speak the same language and understand the same concepts that we're teaching kids. We've also looked at introducing respectful relationships and building resilience in some of our senior primary school programs. And most recently, we've taken TAM, which was the body, which some people will remember, that used to light up. And we've actually created an augmented reality app, which is really exciting for the kids because they get to hold up a device and they get a 3D body that pops up. They can rotate it. They can do a tour of the heart. They can see how the digestive system works. Circulatory system. They can see the impact that someone might have if they've got asthma, the impact that you have if you smoke, and that's all live. They can take photos and send it back to their classroom. So we've really kind of ingrained modern technology, but the core learning elements in together, and constantly looking at the next challenges that our young people are facing. And I suppose I'd encourage all the listeners who did go through Life Education growing up and want to see the next generation go through it, jump on and give us a donation. We are a charity. We're not fully government funded, and we need support of the community to keep driving it. And if you're not in a position to be able to make a donation, we'd love you to ring your local primary school or preschool and encourage them to get Harold along, because the more kids we can put through this program, the better off we're going to be.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jonathan. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Ruby.